Anthropology of the DG, presenting today will be myself, Lydia Bhiqi, the DDG responsible for policy, and Saka Suben, the DDG responsible for asset investment management. We've got our member, Mr. Mthombeni, who is the Intergovernmental Relations Chief Director, and the Office of the Ministry is also presented. Thank you for having us. Sasa will start with the presentation of the progress report on asset register, and if you will allow us, we can just continue. I will present on the status of GIAMA implementation at provincial level. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. To support us here today, we also have Ms. Florence Rabada, CD Asset Register, and Ms. Pinky Modisani, who's recently been appointed CD Property and Facilities Management. Thank you very much. Chairperson, this is a collaborative presentation, like Ms. Bhiqi indicated, and I will be going through the asset register. The purpose of the presentation is to discuss in more detail the asset register, providing the status and the progress and the challenges towards having a complete and accurate asset register. And it's also to give you progress on the GIAMA implementation at the provincial level and to provide progress report on the development of an immovable asset management life cycle guidelines that will take us forward relevant to GIAMA. The asset register, a bit of background, prior to 1994, there has not been a comprehensive computer-based a register of state-owned immovable assets. 1995 to 1999, DPW commenced with the compilation of a comprehensive computer-based inventory of immovable assets under the control of both national and provincial governments. The information that was gathered included the physical address of properties, cadastral description and extent of land parcels, utilization and uses of the properties, zoning and potential use of properties. In March 2008, DPW completed the asset register enhancement program, which was a subsequent program after the first initiative, which was termed IREP. And the scope of this project focused on 33,555 properties, which seek to achieve the linking of land parcels with improvements, measuring of floor areas of buildings where it was not included, establishing use and identity of occupants, capturing servitude rights on selected state properties, photographs, drawings, and footprints were also included in the terms of reference. The immovable asset register is an accounting tool that serves as a database containing all the physical, financial, and legal information regarding the properties and their tenants. The asset register informs asset and property management decisions and records the resultant transactions within the various public works departments. I just want to pause there because this would be the ideal state that we need to achieve. The IE Works initiative is aimed at providing a common electronic platform for national and provincial government property portfolios and engagements with provincial public works departments is ongoing towards achieving this alignment. Further, in terms of the status report, DPW has reported in the 2009-2010 year, we reported 108,562 properties. And in 1999, we reported 239,594 four properties. Now, the variance between the numbers of properties is a result of the following: the devolution of properties to provinces in 2008, as agreed with National Treasury, the exclusion of land under the custodianship of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, the alignment with the accounting reporting requirements, and the continuous update of the asset register. Information on the state-owned buildings was, until 2009-10, extracted at tenancy unit level, whereas the building information for 2009-2010 extracted were at property level. This caused discrepancies between the two reporting years, or the relevant reporting years. DPW had 109,323 total number of properties as at 30th June 2011, consisting of 35,834 land parcels and 73,489 improvements. 35,834 consists of 10,935 vacant land parcels and 24,899 land parcels with improvements. The 73,489 consists of 33,069 residential properties and 40,420 non-residential properties. 82%, which amounts to 89,020 properties, cumulative, have been enhanced, but not fully complete and accurate in all the information fields. The new approach to enhanced data is now done per town, per property, focusing on all the information fields, and we'll demonstrate that a little later on. The monitoring of data enhancement is done on a monthly basis. The land and improvement breakdown statistics, just to indicate via this diagram, showing you residential versus non-residential and vacant land and land with improvements, as per the statistics indicated. The vesting plan: 35,746 land parcels in the DPW asset register. 35,746 land parcels is indicated in the DPW asset register, as indicated in the strategic plan baseline. The vesting target for 2011-2012 was indicated as 70%. Okay, and then 12,873 land parcels were indicated to be vested by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform as at 26 May 2011. There's been a little bit of correction on your document. We just enhanced this morning, so there's a wrong figure there. I want to apologize for that. DPW has subsequently processed 8,407 land parcels on the asset register, which is the PMIS, to date, and this process is ongoing because there's a verification process that has to happen before we bring the data that is submitted by Department of Rural Development and Land Reform onto the asset register. So this is an ongoing process. All provinces vested thus far 17,778 land parcels as of 26 May 2011, in terms of the statistics provided. Here, Chairperson, we have a table indicating the cumulative vesting status for 2011-2012, reflected the land parcels that is indicated there is 35,746. What we've acquired post April 1994 is 1,535. The title deeds endorsed thus far is 3,414, and the Item 28-1 certificates that have been issued is 3,439. What we have not vested yet, which is still a vast amount of properties, is 27,257, and we'll come through and discuss that further as we go on in the presentation in terms of the plan and the challenges that we're experiencing. The target that we have set for ourselves was around 16,634, and the target per month is 1,386. We have to indicate at this moment in time we are experiencing challenges in and around this, but we intend to intensify the vesting process as we go along, and we will indicate some of the interventions that we are proposing. This is a pictorial diagram indicating that which has been discussed just now. The amnesty call, also known as Operation Bring Back, the call center is operational. There's been limited to the effect that no calls have been received from the public, and we can actually attribute this to the lack of awareness around the campaign. But we intend to intensify this as we go along. An engagement with SALGA has taken place on how municipalities can assist in spreading the message to promote public awareness and public participation. The department will extend the duration of the amnesty initiative with another 6 months with the campaign that is proposed, and I will take you through that just now as well. The department, in terms of interventions for the asset register and the enhancement, the completeness, including intensifying the amnesty call, the department has invited proposals for a suitably qualified program manager to assist us to manage the asset register enhancement project. As you can see, in terms of the figures reflected, the magnitude that National Department of Public Works is dealing with. In doing so, the successful program manager will be required to reconcile the DPW, Department of Rural Development, Land Reform, and the provincial asset registers to determine custodial responsibilities pending vesting. They're also required to do the following: reconcile national and provincial vesting statuses, conduct a status quo and gap analysis to determine the level of completeness and compliance of the existing DPW immovable asset register to GIAMA, PFMA, and GRAP. Determine the scope of achieving completeness, accuracy, and compliance to the aforementioned. Develop comprehensive terms of reference for the enhancement of the immovable asset register, so that we could appoint the service providers that would assist us with implementation. Oversee the amnesty initiative and assist with further developing the scope of work in terms of execution and implementation of Operation Bring Back campaign. Further interventions, we intend to fast-track the vesting of the state lands for completion by 31 March 2014. There's collaboration that is happening on all levels, provincial and national level, with the relevant custodians. There is intensive interaction at the moment, and we have strengthened the engagement with the Office of the Surveyor General's Office, because a vast amount of the land that hasn't been vested is not surveyed and requires to be surveyed prior to vesting transpiring. So there's an initiative that is transpiring as well with the Office of the Surveyor General, where they've appointed service providers to fast-track the surveying process. The finalization and finalizing the draft sector-specific guidelines on immovable assets and asset register requirement information on the immovable assets is also currently transpiring. The draft has been done, and the Accountant General is engaging with the document. There has been enhancements from his side. And there's a further meeting that will transpire in the next 2 weeks to look at that towards finalization. The proposed structure to capacitate asset register management in the regions has been drafted and submitted for approval and funding. We are awaiting that, and this is critical to the success of the asset register, as you require appropriate and skilled property individuals to be inputting into the asset register and to ensure that the update is continuous. The collaboration with stakeholders is constant. There's continuous interacting with provinces in various forums created to ensure that there's uniformity and best practice in the management of immovable assets. We also are learning from the provinces. Eastern Cape and Western Cape, Gauteng, are inputting into this process. They have advanced to a certain degree, so we are taking the best lessons, learned lessons from them, and embodying it on a national for rollout as well. MINMAC is convened on a quarterly basis, where the asset register is discussed. The CFO's forum that is also convened on a quarterly basis, where aspects related to the financial and accountant general, as well as AG's requirements, are discussed in detail together with interventions and solutions. The GIAMA Implementation Technical Committee, which met as early as last week, is also convened on a quarterly basis, where the asset register is top of the agenda, where discussions in terms of ensuring alignment and common platform is also continuously discussed. And like I indicated, the lessons learned are also shared here. The Immovable Asset Task Team is convened on a monthly basis, and then the PSLDC, which is the Provincial State Land Disposal Committee, is also convened on a monthly basis. The challenges facing the asset register, there's quite a few. The first thing that we've got to acknowledge as the state is the magnitude and the extent of the portfolio that we're dealing with. And like I indicated, we also have to acknowledge that, vast tracts of our land, et cetera, has not been surveyed. But like I said, there's a plan in place for that. An integrated asset management and property management information system as well. We've discovered a lot of deficiencies relevant in the PMIS that doesn't allow us to actually account in terms of life cycle management and best practice. So that has been looked at intensively within the department. There's a task team looking at that, and shortly we should be able to appoint a service provider that will assist us to get an integrated property management system. The data input at regional and provincial level is also a problem, and managing the magnitude not only in terms of national, as well as looking and overseeing a provincial on a provincial level is also quite complex. Compliance with GRAP, the Generally Recognized Accounting Practice, PFMA and GIAMA, we're running so many concurrent processes in terms of getting accuracy and completeness. We also have to ensure at the same time compliance, and this has to then be aligned to best practice systems. Condition surveys over the years, the department hasn't done detailed condition surveys. We have done on a few portfolios at national level, like Justice, for example. There were detailed conditional surveys that were done, which we are busy processing at the moment. But the other portfolios haven't enjoyed the benefit of this. We've subsequently prioritized some funding so that we could start to do detailed conditional surveys that will then go onto the system and will assist with maintenance prioritization. Capacity constraints. I think we've with it, as a department, we give a lot of attention over the past 2.5 years to the asset register, because we have acknowledged, and with your assistance as well, the importance of an asset management tool, the asset register for the state, and we are now aligning and aligning capacity to the magnitude that we are dealing with. We've been to National Treasury last year. They have assisted us with some money, and we will continue to look at funding within our baseline, as well as approach National Treasury to ensure that we prioritize this important aspect. The desired future state of the asset register, we desire to complete vesting by 31 March 2014. The surveying of the state land, like I indicated earlier on, we hope with the intensive manner in which the Surveyor General's Office is approaching this project, that it is completed by 31 March 2013. The asset register information fields be completed and accurate by 31 March 2014. The condition assessments of all state properties be completed by 31 March 2014, and we're talking about the high-level condition assessments on this one. The amnesty initiative to be successfully tested on the public and the unaccounted-for state immovable assets, hopefully those that are occupying those particular assets come through as we intensify our campaign. The reconciliation of the state asset register to be completed by 31 March 2014 and to obtain a clean audit by 31 March 2014. Effective and efficient collaboration with all stakeholders, that is ongoing, but will assist us in all of the above. Fully compliant with GRAP, PFMA, GIAMA, and immovable asset guidelines. Thank you, Chairperson. I'll hand over to Ms. Biki, relevant to GIAMA implementation.
Thank you, Sasa. Over to you, Zedidi.
Thank you, Chair. As Sasa has mentioned, the GIAMA Technical Committee meets on a quarterly basis for all of us to drive the implementation of GIAMA at provincial level. The report is a summary of the activities that are taking place at a provincial level that is looking at all the provinces. There are a number of other activities that are detailed. For instance, all the provinces, they have started the process. They are in different stages of aligning their existing legislation to GIAMA. This will be looking practically in terms of the UMs and the CMs and challenges that are facing various provinces. Starting with the Eastern Cape, out of 13 departments, 12 have submitted, the Department of Public Works has received UMs from 12. In terms of compilation of the CM for the department, which is dependent on all the other department inputs, they are at 75 because some departments have not submitted, but they are hoping to meet that deadline by August. The Department of Human Settlement is also a custodian in the Eastern Cape in terms of the Housing Board Act, and they have not started the CM, but the Provincial Department of Public Works has started to engage with them. As we know, the Eastern Cape is the largest holder of state land, which is 37% altogether, and as a result, they are confronted with some challenges, some of which are the largest packets, obviously, of unsurveyed land, as Sasa has outlined the challenges there. The slow issuing of the Item 28-1 certificate from rural development and issues of unresolved land claims. From the Free State, the Department of Public Works has received 10 UMs out of 12 departments. The process of the mistake there, the process of development of CM has not yet started. There have been some challenges within the department in terms of staff turnover, and as a result, that process has not started properly. And you know what we do in various provinces? We establish forums, because you cannot compile the UNs or finish that exercise without bringing in the client department. So we have those forums, custodian forums in various provinces. In the Free State, this has not started yet, mainly for two departments, Department of Human Settlements and local government, because of the challenges we've mentioned earlier. And they are facing the following challenges: lack of cooperation from user departments, constant changes in property management section, which should be driving the implementation of KIAMA, and lack of training sometimes because of the turnover and people are not available. In Gauteng, out of 11 departments, all 11 of them have submitted the UMs to the department. The department has started the compilation of the CM, is at about 50% in terms of the plans. They are going to meet their set targets. The department, as we know now, of infrastructure development is the only custodian in Gauteng, which is a good thing. It makes the planning for immovable assets quite easy, but they still face some challenges. As we all know, the challenges of interaction and cooperation with the other departments, for instance, the Department of Local Government and Housing, in the submission of UNs. But up to now, they have managed to get all the submissions. The slow process of aligning the existing property-related legislation to KIAMA, as we have said earlier, with KIAMA now being in implementation, all the existing legislation in provinces that impact one way or the other on the management of immovable assets, they have to be aligned. So they are experiencing a little bit of slow process there, but they have started. These are some of the operational issues, delays in the payment of service providers that are assisting them. From the KZN, out of 16 departments, 12 have submitted their UNs, and the Department of Public Works has developed the CM, and they should complete it by August, which is in time in terms of the target set. They have reviewed the KZN Land Administration Act, and it has been sent to Cabinet for consideration in terms of amendments to align with KIAMA. They also faced with some challenges, the issues of training on the new kit. We've developed, together with the provinces, we've developed a toolkit that guides the provincial department in terms of KIAMA, but more specifically in terms of alignment of IDIP to KIAMA. The issues of budget and the delivery cycle needs to be agreed on. As you know, the delivery cycle as a result of KIAMA had to change in terms of who must submit when, so that we are in line. So they are experiencing some challenges there. Commitment from Treasury in terms of funding as the asset management plan, KIAMA has picked up a lot of things that we need to do as government. As Sasa has mentioned, just to make an example, the issues of condition assessment. So there are challenges in terms of Treasury meeting, their Treasury meeting those guidelines, that is KZN. Now coming to Limpopo, they have not received any, out of the 13 user departments, they have not received any UMs, and as a result, the process of compiling the CM has not started. The valuation rolls have been collected from the municipality, and the process of capturing values has commenced. There is no specific, that's one of the challenges, there is no specific unit that is dealing with KIAMA-related activities. In other provinces, when we started, we all agreed on the basic capacity that is needed, at least to be able to drive the implementation of KIAMA. in Limpopo, this has not happened. Hence, you see that even though they are facing the challenges of user departments, but within the department, there's no capacity. No provincial forum has been established, as we have mentioned earlier. But to address the above challenges, a GIAMA steering committee comprising of DPW and Treasury has been established, and it will be headed by the HOD because we have raised the matter to that level. This committee will be meeting twice a month. We're hoping to see some progress after the establishment. In Mpumalanga, out of 12 departments, 5 have submitted the UN, and the province is in the process of compiling in fact, it has not started. The process of compiling the CM in Mpumalanga has not started. They are dealing with issues of valuation for the purpose of the annual financial statements using municipal values and in certain instances using the rand valuation. They are faced with also the challenges with with the departments, user departments submitting UNs, the slow process, which is a common problem of the issuing of the item 28-1 certificate, and large numbers of unsurveyed lands, which is hampering the vesting process. Northern Cape, out of 12, 4 have submitted the UNs. The process of compiling the CMB has not started. In terms of existing legislation, the process has commenced. They are faced with the challenges of cooperation as well. They are faced with those challenges of cooperation from user departments, lack of management support, insufficient capacity. From the Northern Cape, 3 out of 11 have submitted. They've started the process of the CM. They're at 15%. There are 2 custodians in the province, that is the Department of Public Works and Human Settlements. The forum has been established, and it meets to date. They face more or less the same challenges as everybody of user departments of vesting, and of funding from National Treasury. The Western Cape, out of 14, 13 have submitted their UNs. They are at 25% of the compilation of the CM. There are 2 custodians also in this department, that is the Public Works and Human Settlement. Okay. They are meeting as well. I'm not sure if this is not a duplication, but that's 2 custodians. They've met twice. Valuations have been recorded at municipal values. They've started the process of condition assessment. They've started also the process of aligning their structure into the proposed structure for the functioning of GIAMA. They've appointed a service provider to assist with the enhancement of the asset register. Coming to the extension of GIAMA to local government, we are in the process of analyzing the existing legislation. There have been some changes. We've done some high-level analysis at some years when we were finalizing GIAMA for provinces and national. We are reviewing now because there are a number of changes in those legislation. We are discussing internally in terms of the way forward. As the members will remember, when we started the process of GIAMA, we engaged quite extensively with a provincial DPLG at the time, but now we're engaging with COGTA in terms of how we should take the process forward. We're engaging with the municipality, as we know, in terms of their legislation and their planning instruments. We are engaging with them in terms of alignment of their infrastructure plans with the GIAMA principles. At provincial level, the departments responsible for public works, education, health, and transport, they have aligned their infrastructure plans to accordingly, you know, for the purpose of funding for 2012-13 already. The process going forward in terms of GIAMA will be the drafting of the proposed amendments to the legislation and preparation of cabinet memo for consideration and submission to cabinet, and then the process of consultation will be engaged in. We have started the process of developing the life cycle, the immovable asset life cycle management guidelines, which will guide the management from planning to disposal, which will guide the whole of government, the process. It will tell you when you talk about planning, how you should do that, when you should do that, and what you should be doing. It will enforce, you know, certain steps that you need to take as each government agency. It obviously, the planning will look at the whole life cycle of an asset, from planning, acquisition, management, maintenance, operation, and disposal. The capacities the challenges in terms of the implementation of GIAMA, they cut across lack of capacity and resources, and I think some of the issues that SASSA has raised, they are related to the GIAMA implementation as well, because the compilation of the asset register is a core part of that. The lack of funding and the lack of commitment from user departments, the slow issuing of the item 28 certificate, and they were engaging with the Department of Rural Development in that respect. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Oxlidia. Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Honourable members, let's engage with the presentation. Honourable Rawit Dabi, you'll be followed by Honourable Stole, Honourable Wanyamabila, and Honourable Steenhuisen.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, you know, it's so confusing to work with this GIAMA report. I know previously this report, the deputy minister came here at some stage and told us that there's a lot of progress in as far as this is concerned. And she went to an extent of showing us a computer somewhere down there that, you know, we are progressing very well in as far as this is concerned. But my concern again is, when you go out there to provinces, they paint a different picture, because what we hear now compared to what we heard when we were out there on oversight, it's completely two different pictures. So my concern is, I don't know how often does the national department engage provinces in as far as this is concerned. But I want to give the Honorable Mrs. Piki the benefit of the doubt, because as she was speaking, there was also a 21-gun salute out there. I hope this is true. Thank you very much.
Honorable Stole.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, I'm trying to find out. These reports are not cut and paste reports. Because if you check this report, it's not the first time I received this report. I don't know really if they can give me those insurance. And the other one, Chair, on page slide number 8, when they are talking about the provinces, that there is 17,788 land parcels at 26 May 2011, if they can give us a breakdown of per province. And another one, Chair, is on slide number 13, the fast track vesting of state land for completion by 31st March 2014. If they can ensure that these targets are being met, because they can just write on piece of paper, but implementation can be another process. And the time frame, Chair, on proposed structure for two capacity ARM and regions, if they can give us the time frame of those proposed structures. And Chair, another one is GIAM implementation technical committee convened on quarterly basis. If they can, as a portfolio committee, they can give us the progress report, because if they say quarterly basis, we don't know that these committees met or they didn't meet. Another chair is the challenges on slide number 15. Challenges on data input and the regional and provincial level. This is a problem, Chair, because if I don't know, or sometimes I'm wrong, because if they just say there's some input, if they can give us those input and they give us that database, so that we must know that this is what they say here is happening or is already been happened. And another one, Chair, the last one, I think, Amnesty Initiative to have successfully tested the public on accounted for state immovable assets. How many members of public have been Amnesty Initiative to have successfully tested the public on unaccounted for state immovable assets? The involvement of members of public members. How many have they come forward? And Chair, the last one is, I think, on slide number 17, where they're talking about the 12 have been received out of state department on the Eastern Cape. If they can give us those departments that are not have been received out of department, okay, I think that one is wrong. Thank you, Chair. I think, Chair, the last one, I'm sorry, on the slide number 20, when they are talking about the review case that the Land Administration Act has been sent to Cabinet for consideration, have the Ingonyama trusts have been included in this discussion?
Ngonyama Bila?
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by welcoming the presentation I've made to the committee. But, Chair, I've got only a few questions for clarity that I need to be assisted on. Number one, my request is on the acronyms that are being used, that if the acronyms that are being used, there should be a footnote that will explain the full meaning of the acronyms, because we're talking of the CM, so we don't know what is CM. We know of a radio amp or whatever. So if there are CMs and UMs, you know, you ended up being confused, what is it? Then, Chair, the challenges have been mentioned here in this report that the department is facing with regards to the asset register, but it's not clear about the plans that have been put in place. And also on the interventions, because somewhere they talk of the interventions. But when looking at the intervention, then one question will come into your mind, that does the department have the capacity to really assist the interventions going to work? Do they have the capacity to make sure that really the interventions that they are planning are being implemented? Chairperson, the data input is mentioned as one of the challenges. If my memory serves me well, I think we're told about the appointment of the data capturers. Mm-hmm. Any impact that has been made by the appointment of the data capturers? Was there any impact, or was still facing, or is the department still facing the issue of capturing the data after even the appointment of those data capturers?
Then in the report, there's a mention of the appointment of the secondary service provider. I don't know whether there's a primary service provider that has been appointed. Now they're planning to appoint the secondary service provider. Can I get the clarity on that one, Chair? Because while they are, we're talking of outsourcing, at the same time, we're talking of the job, the issue of job creation. How are they going to link the two? Because they appoint primary service providers and secondary service providers. Then on page 6, they indicated that their monthly targets. Are you able to meet your monthly targets as indicated in the report? Then the last one, Chair, maybe if I can just get the clarity on this one rent which is being charged on this as a renter on the 99 years with lease or what? Yes. Are there any interventions to correct this? What is happening really? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Stanley.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And thanks again for the presentation to the officials and the effort that went into that. My question follows on from the last speaker, and that's how confident is the department that they're going to meet the targets that have been set out here? And if so, if they're not confident they're going to do it, are they due to be revised going forward? The second one relates to provinces. I just want to get clarity. The Act itself requires an annual review of the asset management plans. What the report issues highlights a number of outstanding ones. Are these the annual ones, or are these the initial ones that we're still waiting from the department? And then just in terms of local government, I just want to express some concern around extending GIOMA to local government level at this particular stage. I think that certainly highlights in the report a number of issues around capacity and ability of provinces and provincial departments to engage with the requirements of the Act. And I don't have much confidence that local government, particularly rural outlying municipalities, are going to have the capacity to engage with the report, engage with the requirements of the Act going forward, and whether in fact there's going to be a national initiative to assist those municipalities in the compilation of those, because I just don't think that in many municipalities there is the capacity. They're battling to implement the MFMA requirements and the requirements of GAMAP and the like. I just don't see them being able to handle this. And also, following on from the last speaker, on page 4 of the document provided by the research unit, there was a request from the portfolio committee to report on the R1 for the 99-year leases. I just wanted to find out whether we've received that yet or what the status of the report, because it's marked in our documents here as still pending from the department. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Says Lydia, in the Eastern Cape, there's 3 million hectares of land that is not surveyed. And my question is, are you going to meet the target of 2014? Again, in the Eastern Cape, we were briefed that there are 4 custodians in state land. That is DPW, the province, the housing board, and the rural development. To say all these 4 stakeholders, are they cooperating? And if they are not, what are you doing about it? The third question, the deeds office in East London. I want to check if, because we were told that it has been banned down, to say how are you going to make it if you can't get any information or any help from the deeds office. The coastal reserves, the islands, and the rivers in the Eastern Cape, who owns them? And if the 3 are not owned by
Department of Public Works, who's responsible for them. When we were briefed in the Eastern Cape last month, we were told that one municipality, was a province, whether it was Mr. Pretorius, I don't remember his name, who said that the database will be continued with in the province. And they could not budge on that to say why, if they are going to discontinue with the database, what's going to happen. And I wanted to, I said to the National Department of Public Works, we'll go back and discuss some of these things to say if they are going to discontinue with the database, what are in place, why are they discontinuing with their database. Okay, let me just Madropa?
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks for the presentation for implementation of Kiyama. I want to check, Chair, also I want to join the queue from my colleagues that were talking about the minimal rental that is not in line with the PFMA. And further to say that it was discovered that those people that were paying minimal rental were also subletting at a higher rate in return. To say what has been the action of the department to try and correct this thing, if not correcting it, you know, to take these people into task that is subletting at a higher rate while they are paying a minimal rental. And also to really say that we have been requesting a report on those particular areas where people are still paying minimal rental. Chair, in 2010, the then Minister of Public Works discovered that there were other, gave a report that there were other farms that were in Port St. John's under the trust. It was South African Bantu Trust. And then he was saying that by then he was not sure what type of a trust it is. Is it now clarified and followed up? Because I think it's part of the assets that was supposed to be followed up and know that that trust that is holding that particular funds for the government, what type of a trust. And also around the issue of the challenge that has been raised by both presenters on the issue of issuing certificates, which is still a challenge. One was made to understand that this thing of issuing certificate is centralized, and it takes time, as the presenters have also indicated, to say what is the plan of a department to try and fast-track that. Haven't they thought about delegating powers to the provinces to further issue the certificate so that they can fast track? Because the issue of issuing certificates also is hindering the progress around the issue of finalization of the asset register. And also on the issue of the maintenance, which came very clearly also on the report by the both presenters, that it is still a challenge. But the challenge that one sees that it is escalating. It started being the backlog of the maintenance of the government building started from 13 million, and now it is in the tune of 17 million to the nearest. What I want to check is that, and there is an indication that there was a budget of 2.26 for maintenance. And one is not getting a progress because from 2009, this thing has been indicating. We are not being told whether there is a progress or it's still a challenge that is going forward around the issue of the maintenance. And what is the role of the user departments on the budgeting of the maintenance? Because the one that is indicated here is under Public Works. We are not hearing the role of the departments or the tenants around the issue of the maintenance and so on. Yeah, Chair, at the moment I can stop there.
Oslidia, when we were in the Eastern Cape, we were informed that there are 800 leases out there.
Mm.
Are they in your records? And also, if a deed is lost, it's advertised. I've never seen, ever since, an advert on lost deeds. To say, what are you doing on lost deeds? Over to you, Sister Lydia. Sasa. Oh, Baba. Baba Stone.
I'm sorry, Kay, for the last one. The one that was unresolved in Eastern Cape, land claims on provincial property, if they can give